song is written and dedicated for G.G. Allin.
Smoking now, I'm stealing cars.
Shout out to my sponsors. Big shout out to Clock Tower Pub, man. One of the most badass bars you can go to watch live MMA or all sports. MMAMath.com, Vision Smoke Shop and Glass Distribution, Clinch Custom Mouth Guard, TheGetClinch.com, Ink Tank Tattoo, JaxxMedia.ca, GFL TV, Revolver MMA, and RearNakedSmoke.net. Like always, open lines all night. Skype in, chime in, chat in, call in, 310-742-1799. Right now, we're kicking off. I know I got Lapaki, like always, my partner in crime, kicking with me. And then I believe we've got Jeff from Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. I'm hoping we can get Chris Gregory from Topics to call in and tell us about the weigh-ins, because I know we're going to get to talk to Jeff about the weigh-in for AFL. What's up, everybody? How the fuck are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty fucking good, man. Got GoPros okay. on chargers. And...
Now, I'll be honest. I took a quick siesta after watching so many events this morning and this afternoon, and I dropped out. So we'll talk about the MFC card that went down tonight. We can talk about O'Plot.
Well, you'll listen.
I will talk. I will. These are some things we can talk about. Feel free to fucking call in, folks. We can talk about the upcoming events next weekend. We got a ton of events tomorrow. A lot of events went down today. I'll tell you what, Jungle Fight was legit today, except for the fucking early stoppage in that one fight. Oh my god, dude, I've never seen such a shitty stoppage to a fight. The guy tripped and fell backwards, and the referee stopped. Just literally, both fighters were looking at each other like, okay. Still don't understand why they stopped that fight. It was just insane. But, dude, O'Plot this morning was fucking great. Don't forget
tomorrow.
What was
the best fight on O'Plot?
Dude, the co-main. They had two pro fights at the end, which was odd because it's usually almost all Amy. I mean, I've seen them throw pros in, but obviously they have O'Plot, the ratings series, and O'Plot Challenge for the pros. And folks, this was the white collar tournament. It's their amateur deal. But it was a good fight, man. These two cats really, their ground game was just sick. Both of them. One was the Ukrainian runner-up in the Sambo Championships, and the other guy was the Romanian Sambo champion that beat him. So they went and redid it in an MMA match, and the challenger who lost the Sambo match won the MMA match on the decision. So there's definitely going to be a rematch. It was a great fight. It was the best fight on the card.
Huh. So who's the main event tomorrow?
I will have to pull that up because I just do not have it in front of me. But I want to. So I'm going to go back and get this right now for while I'm thinking about it because, dude, I found Alex. Is that Chris? Hey, 417. Who do we got?
Yo, it's MMATopics.net. Chris Gregory, what's up, man?
No, it's not. It's Blackout Fighting Championship, Chris Gregory. Shut the fuck up, MMA Topics.
That's cool.
No,
I can say that.
Go. Chris, you're supposed to go MMA Topics president and matchmaker to the stars for Blackout Fighting Championships. You want to get seen? I can make you famous by getting knocked out on my card. By the way, everybody, Alex, AlexKardo. That's the fucking ring announcer for O'Plot. He's got, like, this morning he only had 18 fucking followers. He's got 21 now. Get out there and follow this dude. Anybody who has heard him will fucking tell you this guy's crazy, legit, fun to watch.
Well, he's crazy, all right.
Yeah,
this is 21 now. That's sorry. I only got like 700, so that's messed up.
Yeah, dude, that guy is the baddest ring announcer. Hold on, let's see what else we got. Hey, 781, who do we got?
Shut the fuck up.
What's up, Kane?
What's the deal, man?
Dude, I swear to God,
what's
every time you call
on,
it, I get this picture of, like, Barry White, dude, like, smoking his cigar, hanging out on his porch.
Yo, guys. Yo, Skip.
What's up, Skip?
One of my fights right now, Chad Williams versus Brian Hill, I have to do some stuff on tonight, so I'm not going to be able to hang out because I got to save this fight. Basically, the commission told me that I have to prove all of Brian Hill's 9-1 wins in order for him to fight Chad Williams, who's 16-2, but this guy was fighting in 2008, and there's, like, no record of him. So, yeah, I have to work on that, man.
Make some shit up. Dude.
Yes, dude, the only one I'm finding is 0-1, honestly. That's all I can find of him, but I've been to four of his fights, and I have the results to those, but they need, like, three more, so I'm still working on that. So, like, I just wanted to call in, you know, just come on real quick. If I get this shit figured out by the end of the show, I'll be back on. But I'm
Who's fighting Heckert? Who is fighting Michael Heckert?
Michael Heckert is fighting David Woodall, 6-1. Both pretty good standing up and great on the ground. I'd say
Heckert
probably has
like
the edge, man.
He looks like a fucking beast.
Let me tell you guys something, man. I like everyone on the card, man, but Michael Heckert, he has promoted this event. He is 18 years old. He's fighting for a title. He is yoked out. I don't know if you guys seen his picture. I'll tag you guys. He is yoked
out.
Did
he get retweeted by Mike Dolce today?
Yeah, he's on the Dolce diet. That's right.
Yeah, he got his ass retweeted by Mike Dolce.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey, Chris, before you go, tell everybody where they can watch the fight who doesn't live locally and where they can get tickets locally.
Yeah, actually, you can go to GoFi Live to watch the pay-per-view. It'll be either live or just right after the event, just depending on how the internet works, and I'm just being real with the fans because that's how I am. And, you know, you can get tickets at the door tomorrow. They're not even on Cage Ticks no more. Pretty much, I think VIP is pretty much sold out. And, I mean, I know we're doing pretty damn good and just can hope for the best tomorrow that we get a packed crowd. Fights are going to be great either way, man. Stacked card. I can't wait, bro. I'm stoked, man. Heavyweights, you know, anything you could ask for. Girl fights, you know, women fights. Sorry, I didn't mean to offend anyone. Yeah, women fights. Man, just everything. Five titles. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked about that, man.
So, one quick thing. If you need me to alter some documents and fax them to you from Oregon, like you fought up here, just holler, bro. I got your back.
Well, thanks for that, Skip. I'm going to try to go by the book here. but, yeah, man, thank you. I appreciate that. I pretty much, man, all our results are coming from both of our sites, so it's either coming from MMA Madhouse or MMA Topics, and I'm just sending them over, and I'm like, hey,
who's
listen,
record are you looking for?
Brian Hill, man, it's going to be hard, trust me. I've done research. I got the William Levine fight where he beat him.
Did you check Azawani, the MMA record site in Nigeria? Because they have sick records, bro.
No, I have not. But, you know, this guy's been fighting in Arkansas, and, you know, the promoters don't really care down there, and they don't really turn into shit. So it's kind of how it goes. I mean, the old promoters. I don't mean the newer ones. I mean, like, in 08. Sorry, I don't mean to offend anyone. Let me just throw that out there again.
Yeah,
all right, I'm out, guys. Thank you, guys.
Later, bro.
Later,
bro.
Later.
Peace.
Oh yeah, I can do that, folks. I will get you a link right now and post it in the comment thread for Alex Cardo. So give me a second. Kane, how you been, brother?
I've been good, man. It's been a while since I've been on the show.
Yeah, you bet. I see you've been hit the gym a lot lately.
Nah, I haven't really, tell you the truth. I just fucking just been working out by myself and shit. My gym has been, out of commission for a little bit. And plus, I'm on the other side of Massachusetts right now, so there's no fucking...
That's all that was out at home?
Huh?
All that working out at home?
Yep. All I do is fucking... No, I just do the regular push-ups, like regular workouts or whatever. I don't do like fucking kicking the bag or anything like that. All I've been doing, I just found this fucking... this big-ass fucking stick that I can use to fucking condition my shins so I won't have to end up like your boy Anderson Silva.
Why does everybody say now that his legs broke, they're like, your boy Anderson Silva. But when he was the champ, nobody was being like, Skip, your boy.
You know what? When he was the champ, I didn't give a shit about him. There you go.
Well, I honestly...
You see that? Ba-da. Ba-bam. See how that works?
We've talked about this before, and Lebocki's the one who first mentioned it, and I agree 100%. Man, he could go out right now and finish his career and go down as, you know, a GOAT, man, for real. He comes back and tries to play this redemption song.
He's always going to go down as a GOAT. He's always going to go down as the number two fighter ever.
Next to Fedor. Unless he comes back and he's just never himself and he loses 5-6 in a row to finish off this
redemption song. I don't care.
You know what? Actually, if he comes back and fucking just comes back and just starts destroying every single fucking person he fights, then they'll fucking really grab his dick then. Your boy fucking Dana White will fucking be on his knees again, opening his mouth. Please jizz in my mouth, please.
Hey, dude, look. Dude, for real, if he comes back and tries it, I just don't think it's the best thing for his career, man. Shit, dude. I think he can go out right now and be happy, open up a couple more gyms, and kick back and bring that next, you know, round of fighters up from Brazil and from, you know, the San Diego area.
True. He could do that, but, you know, his ego, his pride's hurt. His pride is really fucked up.
Well, you know, and sometimes that is a downfall to a fighter. We've seen it, you know, guys who refuse to step down, even though they're past their, you know, their prime and their careers are on the downslide, but they just, I can get back there. I can do it again. I hope Anderson's smarter than that. I really do. I think, you know, he should just take his career, wrap it up, kick back, you know, open up some gyms, live the good life, raise his kids, man.
Yeah, he can do that, or he's going to try to come back and reclaim what he lost and this and that and show the world that he's the best and this and that. And he's going to get out there and probably get knocked the fuck out again.
But see, that's what Fedor did. And I was so unhappy. I mean, I'm a huge Fedor fan, but to see him finish his career that way, you know, I mean, beating up a Jeff Munson to get that last victory before you retire is not a great way to cap such a great career.
You know what? In all honesty, I think he should have just went to the fucking UFC, signed with the UFC, fought in heavyweight, and that was that. If he fucking lost there, then he can just fucking retire. Have one more fight in fucking M1 and then fucking call it a day. I wanted him to get into the UFC so bad. So he can get over there. If Alistair Overeem, at the time when he was actually good, didn't get over there and fucking won the title, I wanted Fedor to be over there to win the fucking title. So he can just be like, look, I came over here, I fought the best, I beat up everybody over here, I got your fucking title, shut the fuck up, Dana White. Now give me your soul.
Dude, well, you brought him up. Let's talk about it. Does he get past Frank Mir and keep his job, or does he lose and get cut?
You know what? In all honesty, his problem, like to me, seriously, and I believe we talked about this the last time I was on the show, is you know, the black dealer is all partying and being retarded and everything, things like that. But now he's with Mike's gym, I think he's working on his striking, back to working on his striking and everything. But that's not going to really help him too much because, I don't know who he's working with on his ground game, but I'm sorry to say, like, he gets to come out there and be the demolition man.
He can't come out there and be party Alistair Overeem, Hollywood Alistair Overeem, because he's going to get out there and going to get fucking knocked the fuck out or get submitted, and then he's going to be kicked out of the fucking, out of the UFC. You know,
okay,
he
now
was,
look,
he was,
would it be a bad thing for him? Would it be a bad thing for him to leave and go back to Glory?
Glory kickboxing or the Glory gym itself?
No, the,
I mean,
no, not the gym. You know, would it, would that be a bad thing if he was to say, look, I lost to Frank Mir, I got tapped out in the second round. Hey, I'm going back to kickboxing, I'm going to fight for Glory. Because Tyson just signed a brand new...
All right, so check this out. I don't think it would be bad, because then he could fight for other federations that are coming up for heavyweights and fight everywhere and win fucking, you know, and make money and things like that. People think that, you know, coming to the UFC is like the greatest thing on the fucking planet, and it really isn't. It's the fucking way, like, the UFC's trash. For you fighters out there, seriously, if you guys are planning to go to the UFC, it's fucking bullshit. Dude, When Frank Shamrock had a seminar in Boston, Massachusetts, yo, he let out the fucking bag about how terrible the fucking UFC is. You know, look at the fight between Brock Lesnar and Frank Mir. I think Brock made, how much did Brock make out of that first fight with Frank Mir? I don't know if it was fucking close to like 500,000, or I don't know. I have to look it up again. But Frank Mir made like only like fucking what, 50,000? Some bullshit ass fucking, like, how do you
do that?
I see it
all the time.
Like, how?
See it all the time. Like, we're just talking about the Ray Sefo fight when he fought the last World Series of Fighting. I think he made like seven times what his opponent made, you know, but. That Lovacki will be the first one to probably agree with this. That comes down to your manager, man. If your manager ain't getting you the possibly the best fucking deal on the fucking table that there is to get.
But hold on, see that's right there is weird, because Ray Sefo is the president of that fucking company. So for him to win, like for him to have, you know, win all that money and still lost. That's a little fishy there, don't you think?
No, that's called...
No, I just think, how come I had a hell of a performance that night, man?
Yeah.
That was a fun fight.
But, I mean, Lovacki, you know, do you disagree that if one fighter's getting paid four times with the other, it comes down to the management?
Hey, man, you know what? The dude signed the contract, man. It ain't like he's just sitting there hoping on a prayer. I mean, he looked at, they said, hey, we're going to pay you 50 grand. He looked in the mirror and he said, I can fight Brock Lesnar for 50 grand. Here's my name on the dotted line. I mean, you know, I mean, these guys, you know, that, at the end of the day, that's what it boils down to.
You know what? The fucking, the retired brothers over there and fucking the UFC, the motherfuckers who own it, said that fucking fighters will fucking sell their souls for fucking any type of fucking money. And there you have
it. Yeah, dude. I mean, I just posted, like, Mike Sisnalovich had a cool, like, poster today talking about how fighter pay, you know, or something about the UFC. And then somebody was talking about, oh, the fighters need a union. But the fighters don't need a union, man, because that's just another person trying to put their hand in their pocket and take money out of the fighter's, you know, hand. They just need to learn how to leverage these fucking organizations against each other and give up the hard-on that they all have for the UFC. You know, I mean, the UFC only has a certain amount of slots for fighters. You know, but they have an unlimited amount of guys that are willing to fight there. So when they're saying, like, man, we'll pay $3,000 and $3,000, you know, they may get two or three no's or, you know, whatever, but they're going to get a lot more yeses over the course of time because everybody's like, oh, I'm going to fight for the UFC. I'm going to go fight for the UFC. I can't fucking wait. And then it's like, oh, man, I don't get paid shit. Well, dude, you fucking chose to fight there, bro. You could have went and got 3-3 at XFC or some shit like that.
Dude, it always I come back to it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's where I'm at with it. You know, and if they'd stop signing these long-term deals, You know, they could probably make more money just by being active and getting to fight wherever the hell they want. Oh, man, you want to fight in South Africa? Sign a fucking deal. Sign a one-fight deal with EFC. Oh, you want to fight in fucking China? Talk to Joel Resnick in URCC. Oh, you want to fight down in fucking Australia? Hit up fucking Sean Bridger. Fuck, I mean, you know, you want to go do some kickboxing, man? Go hit up Super Combat. And I mean, you can go anywhere you want. And these guys just get tied into, oh, I want to fight for the UFC. Whatever, man. There's a lot
of
places.
And there it is. Like I've always said, oh, look, I'm going to go fight for the UFC. Oh, well, you're going to fight for us? Well, guess what, bitch? You're not going to fight nowhere else, and you're going to fucking, you're going to have probably like two fights a fucking year. And you can't go fight for nobody else, and that's that.
If you know, like Lepaki said, if you were to leverage an organization versus an organization, let's say you come into World Series of Fighting and you fight for 10 grand, one fight. You're 6-0, you win. Now you're 7-0, XFC says, man, you are impressive, but I got a guy over here I really want to see you match up with, so I'll pay you $14,000 to come over. Well, World Series is like, hey, you know, go ahead, take that, because I'm not going to pay you $14,000. So you fight a couple of fights for XFC because they're paying good money. Next thing you know, M1's calling and offering you $35,000 or 1FC or whoever. But you will get more money off of your pure fucking talent fighting one or two fight contracts than you ever will stay with one organization long term. Because that's a slim list of people in the UFC making that kind of change. But it ain't so slim outside the UFC. And I go back to it a lot. I know I harp on it, but fuck. Kenny Garner, $200,000 to defend his title in M1. And another $200,000 when he lost it on his second fight. Okay? Dude, that guy made $400,000 plus the rumors is he made another $100,000 sponsorship. $500,000 in a year fighting twice, not for the UFC. How many guys in the UFC are making $500,000 a year outside the top five in each class? And Kenny Garner ain't no fucking top 10, folks. He's a badass. He's a badass, but he's not. I mean, if you put him in the top 10 in the UFC, I'll be honest. I think he would lose 9 out of 10 fights. But I said, dude, and I'm willing to admit, like, dude, Goram Greschinelli. That guy was number 8 or 9 in the world on a tear. Kenny Garner just destroyed him 3 times in a row, made him look like a fool, man. Guy hasn't been back in the ring since. You know, but he was getting like 125,000. So you can go other places and fight because that's passion and get paid. It doesn't have to be about, unless the fighter, it's about a name and not about the fight. Because right now we know Yushin Okami, Paul Harris, both legitimately top 10 fighters in their weight classes. Where are they fighting? Not in Zuffa. You know, how many great Asian fighters?
Yeah, but that's not by choice, though. It's not like they chose to go somewhere else.
No. I'm not saying that they chose to, but I'm just saying you can't say any longer that the best money and talent in the UFC. Yes, that some of the top talent is there, but not all the top talent's there anymore. Look at what 1FC's doing right now, signing up champs at 145 across the world.
I don't know. Like, look at Kevin Kroom just went and had that title fight over in Russia for the prince's birthday or whatever.
Yeah, in Kazakhstan for their 25th independence anniversary. And did you see what happened from that fight? I just saw a post in the Kazakhstan paper. After Kevin beat that dude so bad, they shipped the country's 4 top fighters to Greg Jackson's gym to train for a month.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Oh, dude, it was a big article in their newspaper. I read it last night. It had this whole, you know, the translation problem was off, but it came down to how he just destroyed this kid, and they felt embarrassed. So they, since it's a federation there and it's a national sport, they picked their 4 best federation fighters and sent them to Greg Jackson to learn because they said that can't happen again. on their 25th anniversary of independence, he comes in, not only beats that guy once, but they take a 10-minute break, tape the guy back up, like a whole roll of fucking ace bandages, and then he beats them again.
Yeah, that was fucking rad, dude. That was fucking rad.
Dude,
he
Kane,
was like
I'm
a fucking mummy.
He did. He came back out like completely wrapped, dude.
I was like, is that Tutankhamun?
Oh,
what the fuck is going on here?
Dude, I've never seen somebody get beat so bad that they had to wrap them up like a mummy and then put them back in the fight. And you know when he came back in, he didn't want to be there. He was like, this guy's already fucked me up so bad. Oh, that was a great fight, though, man. I mean, he really did. And, like, so now he's the champion over there in Kazakhstan for the Federation. You know, that's just classic. Some hillbilly, man. I love it. A hard hit.
Some hillbilly.
You guys are making it sound like some backyard wrestling type bullshit.
Dude, well, Dude, when the fight went down, we had a bunch of friends who were all watching and talking about it, and we started talking with some of the guys over there. And the reason they stopped it and spent so long wrapping him up is because they don't want a fight to stop due to some cut. They're like, dude, just wrap him up, start the fight over. You know?
Wrap him up, throw him back to the wolf.
Yeah, because they want to finish it. They don't want decisions, and they don't want blood to stop the fight because the guy's bleeding everywhere. They're like, you pussy, wrap him up, get back out there. Do it for, the Gipper, whatever. I don't know what they convinced that kid. They were probably like, dude, there's 72 virgins waiting for you in the back. Get in there.
It's 72 virgins.
Yeah, dude, it was a classic event, though. I mean, like, huge, huge news there, man. It was big shout out to, Kevin, man. Great year in 2013, bro. He killed it. And, dude, it's funny because the people he has fought, some of them are fighting for world titles right now in some of the biggest organizations around the world. He should be there himself. But he doesn't. He's Lepaki's, like, poster boy from the last conversation. This guy signs one-fight contracts and fights 9-10 times a year.
Yeah, and that's about the only way you can afford to be a full-time fighter. You know, I mean, a lot of these guys are like, I should be able to fight 2 times a year and, like, make some god-awful amount of money. It's like, bro, you're fighting in the stockyards, man. You know, I mean, they auction cattle off here on Sundays. You're not going to make millions of dollars fighting here.
I don't know.
These fights, hey, man, if anybody knows where to find some video on something of Brian Hill's MMA fights, let me know.
Here's the deal. The first person to send us some video clips or links to multiple videos, we'll hook up with a free iPay-per-view from our sponsor, GoFightLive.tv.
And don't think that we won't review them before we just start posting them.
Wow, hey, and by the way, folks, if you guys want to use the chat box, man, it's open tonight. Feel free. We've had quite a few
chat box open.
Well, I'm just saying, we've had quite a few guests in there, but nobody's really chatting up, so feel free to tell us what's on your mind or what you're talking about or whatever.
They're afraid.
Dude, hopefully in a minute, Cuff, which is the Caribbean Ultimate Fist Fighting, is going down in March. We might have Miss Kelly Carson, the matchmaker, calling in a minute to kick it with us. I tell you what, though, you guys know I'm not a rude pig or nothing. I'm pretty respectful to the ladies, but
Who are you lying to?
I'll tell you what, she's got some beautiful brawlers lined up. Beat up some ladies, man.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Just thought I'd tell you that.
All right, enough about the fucking mixed martial arts bullshit, yo. Let's talk about some kickboxing, man.
Dude, coming
sounds
up
good?
Next.
Sounds great.
Super Combat.
Oh, word?
Yep, next weekend, Super Combat, man. They got it going. Yo. Super
really,
Combat starts.
Is it a tournament?
No. This is over in Romania. They're based out of Romania, but they put on events everywhere in Europe. Now they're moving into Asia. But this weekend coming up, next weekend coming up, it's Alexandros and I couldn't even begin to tell you his name, versus Clyde Verwisky. It's the Battle of Athens for the Super Fight title. But they're going to also
really?
Kicking off. They're also kicking off New Heroes. They did it last year, and Andre Stoika won the tournament. But it's basically from anybody can enter from around the world, and it's they're going to have I think two weight classes again this year, and they're going to hold qualifiers all over the world. And if you make the qualifiers, you head into the Grand Prix at the end of the year for the last three events. Tried to win the title. Andre came out of nowhere and destroyed people in that tournament. It was great. I love them. And not only that, they're working with Contenders Promotion now out of the UK. And,
oh, really?
And Contenders just signed Paul Daly to fight for their K1 title. Paul Daly's switching over from MMA to K1 for right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, hold on 1 second. Let me see if we have Miss Kelly. Hey, Kelly, is that you? Oh, what's up,
hey.
Young lady?
Hey, what's up, fuckers?
Oh.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? I heard y'all talking about me. Were y'all talking shit?
No, we were talking about this card that you're working on for Cuffs.
Shut up, you were talking shit. You were talking shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, no,
what do you say? I heard my name.
Shit. Get him. Get him.
What you got to say? I don't even know who the fuck you are. What's your name again? Yeah, I never heard of it.
I am your master.
Yeah. Cuff. Cuff is going to be hot. It's a bunch of sexy-ass fighters, basically, that can fight.
Well, and that's it. That's the thing is, like, I know you've been really scouring, to find some of the best talent, but they also are going for a look with that organization. Look, for super talented, cute women, basically, who can ball, just straight out fight. And you've been able to pull out some great young ladies throughout the United States.
Well, yeah, see, the thing is, women's MMA is not in the Caribbean. They don't have women's MMA, so they want to bring women's MMA there, and what other way to do that and get accepted than to bring a bunch of hot chicks in there, because that'll get everyone's attention. They want to, and as the promoter said, they want to shock the country, and so they want stunning women, and most of the fighters are stunning, but they want to make a point. And he said after this card, it won't be so much about the look factor, but it's easy to find hot fighters. But I'm going for good fighters. I mean, I could, everyone wants to go to the Caribbean, and I could just send a bunch of people to the Caribbean, but I'm not going to do that. For one, it's non-sanctioned fights, and we are, we're third party because we're American, so medical coverage and all that is not, So it's, if someone breaks their neck, that's not going to work out. So I have to make sure I match the card correctly. So, I have to factor in all these things. Who's going to be going? Of course, I got Stephanie Alba and Tonya Evinger, the bodyguard. And, it's not all that safe for women at all. It's not all that safe in the country, for outsiders coming in. So I got to make sure that, got the looks. I'm going to have great cards, but they have to be matched up correctly because we're going to be in a different country. Anything can happen. But apparently, I was not the first person they asked to do this, and the first person did not like this idea at all. But, most people who are gung-ho women's MMA, of course they're not going to like that. So I was referred to do the job because I got no problem matching fine ass bitches up.
But see, no, the problem is, for you, it's, you're just looking at it like, hey, this guy's paying me to do it, period.
Well, no, I mean, it's an opportunity. It's a great opportunity for all these awesome chicks I know. And when I match a card, I always want to make sure I match a good card. So it's going to be great fights. I mean, they're going to get the best of both worlds over there. And after this, you know, because, fuck, I match a good card. And I'm just doing the women's side of it. So it's going to be
accepted. Am I going to have to go to the Caribbean to see this?
What's that?
You going to have to go to the Caribbean to see this or what, pay-per-view?
I'm not sure about all those details yet, actually. I'm trying
to
get this part done.
Cuff has always posted their fights on YouTube afterwards. I've never seen a live stream from them, but I know the last two events, they had the fights up on YouTube in like a day and a half, 2 days.
Yeah, I've been able to find a lot of different things. I think, like, was it Bam Bam Rogers, maybe, was on one of the cards. Just a few names that I knew. I'm so, like, brain dead at this point. I can't really name drop or anything. I've been concentrated hard on it, plus the Max FC card. And it's just insane. But yeah, I am doing to make sure that they are matched correctly and make sure that I get the people there that deserve to be there. Because after this, it's an opportunity for more chicks to be able to go. They'll have another fight in August, and bam, more girls will get to go and, you know, showcase their talent, get to go to the Caribbean, have an awesome time, have an awesome experience, and better themselves in the sport. And it's better for the sport. I mean, I guess this would probably be, I mean, it would have to be, since they're coming at me like this, the first, you know, the, I don't know if it's the first female fights, but it'll definitely be the most they've ever had in the country at one time.
Well, I'm going to name drop real quick. MMA Beatdown has joined the show tonight. What's up, killer?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Good, good. Man, I want to start something. I want to go to the Caribbean. You need some help?
I don't know who you are. All I know is your page. you could be a bodyguard, I guess. Are you big? Are you strong? Are you tough?
Oh, yeah, pretty tough.
Do you speak broken English? You're good. You can go.
I can just not.
Do you speak broken English?
I can speak no English.
No English. I'm trying to learn a little about the country.
For the right amount of money, I can shut the fuck up.
There's no money to shut me up.
Dude, now, are the fighters, I guess you're going to go on this trip as well, because obviously your matchmaking, they're going to want to make sure everything works out for the tail end, but do the fighters get to come down, do you know, like a couple days before, stay a couple days late, anything like that?
I've actually been so concentrated on the matching part that I've just had it to where, like, hey, I'm gonna do this. You know, the little details about, well, obviously it's going to be NSF, but, you know, medical and all that, everything else I'm going to figure out afterwards. That's just how I prefer to do things, you know what I'm saying, because I am scouring. I mean, it's finding a needle in the haystack, you know, searching for a needle in the haystack, but I always find the needle in the haystack, you know, with matching these girls and getting the right girls out there. But all of that I'll figure out later, because then there's the things like I want to make sure they're in a safe place and they're all on the same floor, things that they just haven't thought about before, because it is the first, you know, the first time they're bringing girls in like this, so I gotta keep stressing the safe factor of it. But I forgot what the fuck you asked.
Yeah, it don't fucking matter. I think I did too, man. I'm fucking... God, I'm lit. I was just, yeah, I got sidetracked there. Fuck, dude, let's go back to, I want to jump back over there real quick. We were talking K1 real quick. I just want to finish telling Kane, definitely follow me, man, next weekend. I'll throw you the link so you can check out these guys. Hey, go to their page. They got an application spot on their page. It's supercombat.com, and it's K, like combat with a K. You can find them on Facebook. I got their press release on the website.
K1?
Yeah,
buddy, K1.
I've got their last press release with all the information for signing up for the tournament on my website. You should go check it out for real and sign up, bro. See if you can get a shot, maybe, you know, to go over there and fight.
Shit. I would love to. I need to fucking, yo, I definitely need to, like, fucking get up with some old friends of mine and train with them, because my fucking crew right now is fucking, like, working in Seattle and shit like that, so I really don't have a gym to train at. So, I guess
I don't,
fucking,
there's some good fights.
I just heard excuses.
Right,
you hear excuses?
Tomorrow night.
Hey, listen, don't do it to yourself, lady.
I love a war.
Don't, nah, you're not going to like this war with me. Believe that.
Oh,
no,
that
he's actually.
Believe that. I'll make you sit on
word.
My lap.
I was just fucking with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, it's funny because, you know, the way Super Combat is building their tournament with the new heroes, you're seeing that with the Road to Glory. You start to pay attention. I think you're going to start to see kickboxing really, really make a strong push in 2014 and 2015 in the States. A bigger
shit,
push.
I fucking hope so. It's been fucking like, yo, I don't understand. Check this out. Like, everywhere else, kickboxing is fucking like everybody loves it. America's the only place. It's like, oh, look, it's kickboxing. Oh, shit. Mixed martial arts is the greatest thing on the fucking planet. Yay. This is like, yo, do you guys not understand that in kickboxing, there's fucking more of a ratio of getting knocked the fuck out than in mixed martial arts? Like,
I agree,
so
but
stupid.
When it's on TV and, you know, you're flipping through, no matter where, what setting I'm in, if someone's flipping through whatever and it's on kickboxing, they leave it on. And everyone's just like, damn, you know, see motherfucker get kicked the fuck out. But it does need to make a stand in the U.S. And more of the fighters need to get into, you know, the kickboxing matches because it just betters them as a fighter.
I tell you right now, not a lot of mixed martial arts dudes are going to try to make that jump over there because that means they have to stand and bang. And a lot of them are not conditioned. A lot of them fucking can't fucking kick. A lot of them came and fucking punch. Never mind that. So,
that's like putting them in a boxing match, which most don't have boxing. They think they're learning boxing because they're doing mitts with a boxing coach, but you can't even call it stand-up Muay Thai. You know, they're just throwing their hands. They don't know boxing. I started boxing when I was 16. I loved it. You know, the time it's just, I loved everything about it. And
shit, you might knock most of those fucking guys out yourself then.
Yeah, I'm only about 100 pounds, but I'm always down. But, I mean, I fucking love boxing. It's so technical. It's such a beautiful sport. And I love seeing a fighter with a boxing background, with some type of background, because people come in as MMA now. You know, they don't start out with alma mater. They don't start out with, you know, coming from just a certain way. They just come in as MMA and learn all around, which is cool because that's what the sport's evolved into, but still, to have that technique makes a fucking difference.
Yeah, you're right about that, and that's the same thing I was saying to Skip, you know, a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, these motherfuckers, they go to Thailand and they learn stand-up for fucking 2 weeks and all of a sudden they're deadly strikers. No, that shit doesn't work because you fight against somebody that really knows the deal, and you go to go kick them, and they check that shit, and then you're like,
hey,
fuck, my shit.
Anything, dude, I tell you what, that's the thing is, like, this week, was it last weekend, on the K-1 tournament, man, my boy, dude, he got just picked apart, dude. I mean, destroyed in the match. And I'll be honest, I thought he was truly had the chance to face Bukal for the finals. And wow, did he just get killed. And by a guy who is so much technically cleaner and faster. And, I mean, at that level, those guys are all great. But when somebody steps in like that, especially in a tournament, and just cleans apart somebody who should be in the finals, it shows you the caliber of striking at that level is so much more advanced than a typical MMA fighter.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you.
You know,
he was talking about how his boy got destroyed in the past K-1 tournament by a more technical, cleaner fighter.
The last K-1 tournament, and basically, I'm just touching on the fact that the striking level, even up there, is so much, can be so vast between one fighter and another, and it's such a superior level, strictly striking, than the typical MMA fight.
It's beautiful. I was watching it. That was while the football game. I don't know shit about football. But, yeah, that was while the Saints game was on, so I was trying to watch my K-1. But there's so much raw power, you know. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love to see power, and I love to see it used right. And, yeah, I wish that we had more of that around here.
Well, I tell you what, I enjoy kickboxing to the max, but watching Maxima Suarez just get destroyed the way he did, I was kind of sad. Oh, that was such a heartbreaking fight. But let's talk some MMA. I know there's a shit ton going down tomorrow, guys. Don't forget, Pink Fights 3 out of Brazil is rocking off tomorrow. O-Plot, the Challenge Series is tomorrow. Blackout Fighting Championship, Brawl, Inc., XKO.
V3's first pro fight.
Fuck yeah. We'll actually have some folks at V3. We'll have folks at World Series of Fighting. We'll have folks at Blackout, folks at Show Fight. Folks at AFL in Washington tomorrow. Shit, dude, we're going to be at like 10 events tomorrow. Fuck, we're going to have a busy day.
They also have Atlas in Mississippi.
Yeah, Atlas 20.
Charlie
Rader. Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm in Louisiana, in case y'all didn't know. So.
What part?
I know. I got. Wait, where are all y'all at?
I'm here. I'm up in Oregon, but I used to live in Houston for a long time. Obviously, Beatdown's from your home state. Kane's from Massachusetts. Papaki's from Oklahoma. Clinch is from Washington.
Bunch of Yanks.
Actually, I was raised in Europe. So I'm European.
Oh my God, the South is still mad, huh? Come on, get over that shit.
The South shall rise again. Yeah.
Oh.
We do have a lot of badass fighters, though. But I know that I don't ever hear anything about Atlas, you know, from anybody, and that is a great promotion. Paul Dominique is a matchmaker. He's an awesome matchmaker. But he puts on some great fights. Definitely deserving of more attention. There's lots of promotions that are deserving.
I give a
shout out
often. What's that? Beatdown, you just said you give a shout out.
Yeah, no, I said I always talk about Atlas Fights and out of Biloxi. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, well, dude, right. And you're right. He does have Charlie versus Ryan Hodge coming up. That's going to be a good fight. He's been pretty successful. He's put on some great shows. I believe we've tried to get on his press release list, but to no avail. Maybe we should try hitting him up again.
Y'all
shit.
Talk to Dominique.
Trying to get on that.
What'd you say? Beat down?
Have you talked?
Who's the press release you're trying to get on?
Atlas.
Atlas? I know Glenn. Yeah. I could talk to him.
Yeah, dude, throw my info, man. Tell him we just want to hop on his press release list, dude, so we can get his stuff out.
All right. That'd
be great.
I mean, that's what we do. I mean,
this is what's great about MMA. This is how you make shit happen.
Well, this is the whole reason we have this show. I mean, you know, like I said, it all started out just a place for folks to hang out, man, in the industry and talk. And, you know, I got some sponsors who don't mind paying for us to be up here and do this. And it's a great time, but you know, that's, hey, with us over at MMAMadhouse.com, for real, anybody listening to that, man, any promoters, you guys, you know, got press releases, send them our way, dude. You know, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, hit up Matt Alf on Facebook, Twitter. We'll post them. That's what we're about, supporting local MMA. You won't find no Zupa Zombie shit on our website. Not
I forgot
one.
That people listen to this.
Yeah. And you know what? I did a segment for MMA Inside the Cage this week, and I just want to tell you, I didn't make up the word Zupa Zombie, okay? Not in any way, shape, or form. So don't call me no Zupa Zombie Slayer. Sounds gay. Sounds like a porn that somebody was in.
Sounds like a bad movie.
Yeah, it does. It's like one of those Cinemax fucking 3 a.m. flicks. Okay. Oh, shit. 5 minutes, folks. 5 minutes, and we have Muay Thai, Muay D Venenati going off at Imperial Lampro Stadium. I hope I pronounced that right, because you know I'm a fucking hillbilly. But yeah, 5 minutes, and it's going to be kicking off on Thai television. I don't even know how to say that channel name. It's the purple box. You'll see it when you get there. Oh, yes.
I'm
flipping over there right now because Thai TV 3 is wrapping up an event right now. We got 105ers fighting. I've been watching it the whole time we've been on the show. It's a great event. That was Joe May Muay Thai out of Siam Boxing Stadium. It's on their main event going right now. And the next card actually has 4 fights, all under 120. So, need some action. Bam. Yeah, if you guys know where to find Malamar TV, or you guys can shoot over to BareNakedSmoke.net, my great sponsor for legal. MMA links, streams, and videos.
You know, another great card coming up February 1st is JC Promotions in Texas. They're actually giving away three $50,000 contracts.
No shit.
I don't know if y'all know. Yeah, it's called The Best of the Best. Here, let me pull this up right quick. I love my Texas fighters. They always about it. Best of the best. Yeah, it's February 1st. I think it's South Texas. Harlingen, Texas. We've got Ryan Spann and Randy McCarty, Cody Williams and David Fuentes, Brett Ewing, Jamal Emmers, Nick the Ghost Gonzalez versus Luis Vega. That'll be a good one. Nick's like 19 and 13 or something like that, and Vega's a badass himself. He's 9-4. Jose Flores versus Justin Salinas. David Salazar. Sam Gordelia. Michael Rosenberg versus Joshua Strad. Oh, I suck today. Stradbeck. Freddie Ramos versus Matthew Glover. And I'm sure these names are more familiar to me than they are to y'all. But, they're given, I think, a 145 contract, a 185, and, shit, might be a 155.
Dude, that's fucking sick. See, folks?
Yeah.
One more great fucking reason to get out there and support local MMA, man. You guys get to go watch these kids fight for fucking a $50,000 contract. You know them fuckers are going to be fighting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, J&C Promotions, the great promotions. Jeff Ranugli is one of the owners, and what they do is they have a Texas standard. They use Texas fighters. I mean, Texas is huge. There's always fighters everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I always pull from Texas. But they basically, they're upping the standard for the pay grade, You know, they pay well. They pay decent. And it, to the point in that is because a lot of these promotions, well, I mean, you have budgets or whatever, but, you know, you get lowballed here and there. But they want to raise the standards for pay in local MMA, and that's what they're doing. And, you know, with their pay, other promotions around them are, you know, upping their pay, and it's great. It's awesome. I mean, I like this promotion. I talk to them periodically. Jeff follows me on Facebook. He's a great guy. And actually, the week before Thanksgiving, I started doing this women's MMA thing, getting into that, because I was going to put together an all-female card for promotion. And my partner, Vince Vargas, actually his fighter, Justin Salinas, is fighting on this card for one of the contracts. But he pitched it to J&C Promotions to do the all-female. And, of course, we had to wait till after this. And, you know, he was okay with that. I mean, it's going to be a pain in the ass. It's a lot of females, but, you know, that's why I started pulling all of them all together, and that's why you'll see a lot of me do match and female fights, just because I started doing that. But great promotion. I mean, a lot of people just didn't want to deal with the all-female thing, and it wasn't as big back in November as it is now. I mean, it just blows up more and more and more. And I just did it to, you know, like, because I just figured the women could use the help, but it's just been a whole lot of women lately. But great promotion. I mean, $350,000 contracts, and on top of that, someone in the audience is going to win a brand new Nissan.
Oh, where's Jeff when he needs to be here? Jeff, you better be giving away a fucking Nissan at your event. Dude,
yeah, I mean, that's pretty awesome.
That's pretty
sick,
honestly.
Bro.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I mean, this is a stacked card with all Texas fighters, $350,000 contracts, and a brand new Nissan.
You know, but see, that's the great thing about, you know, all of us getting together, you know, whether we're talking about kickboxing, Muay Thai, MMA, wherever it be, whether it's Europe or Tennessee, you know, I mean, that's, you know, that's the thing I just consistently want fucking people to understand. There's more out there than just fucking Zufa.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what's great, right, when people get together, because you learn more. I mean, every time I talk to somebody, I learn about a new fighter, new promotion, new people in the business. It's great, you know, people need to connect. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do my job if it wasn't for connecting and networking with other people.
Fuck yeah, hey. This morning, I got first thing in the fucking morning, I got an email from a buddy overseas, and he said that I need to look into the 1FC contract for Morat, the M1 global champion at 145, because they just announced yesterday that he signed with them, with 1FC. So I made a post and tagged M1 in it, and they came back on and said, no way, no how, this is bullshit. We're lawyers right now. We're going to file a lawsuit, and we're going to stop this from happening. But it's all about, you know, hanging out. And that guy came on this show once. We became good friends. He feeds me some inside info every now and again. And, you know, that's how it happens, man. I mean, you open doors. Shit. Otherwise, we wouldn't have that coon, crazy-eating, crawfish, mud-bugging-loving motherfucker beat down on here all the time. That dude.
Thank you.
I love that motherfucker, dude. We have some great conversations away from the show. He's one cool, cool dude. Y'all need to be following his ass.
Wait, you from Louisiana?
Yes.
Hey, me too.
Thibodeau?
No, I'm in Baton Rouge right now. I'm from Thibodeau.
Yeah.
Word.
Crawfish.
Hey, I share your page.
Hey, speaking of, since I got two of you on here, who's going to hook me up and send me some real boudin? You can't get that up here.
You got to come down and get it, bro.
I know. That's what everybody says.
Bro Bridge has the best boudin by far.
That's what I want
to hear. It might be a little bit far. But it's worth it.
Oh, man.
Some boudin balls.
We used to get mud bugs, man, by the just truckload when we were cooking in Houston out of this little just shithole town in Sabine. Dude, and I tell you what, man, some of the biggest, juiciest, tastiest crawfish I ever had in my life. I miss that shit. You can't get none of that up here, man. You can't get no etouffee up here. Nothing. You people,
I promise that whatever you had in Texas ain't nothing like the crawfish here.
Oh, we got it shipped in.
We
got it shipped in. But up here in the Northwest, man, like you mentioned mud bugs, and people are like, that's nasty. I eat salmon. Fuck salmon. Give me some catfish. Fry that shit up. Some hush puppies.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Yeah, I live
I'm down with some crawfish.
Oregon's
crabs
one of those.
Crabs are good, too.
Oh, yeah. Oregon's one of those, like, tree-hugger states where everybody wants to grow sprouts, you know, and eat fucking tofu.
Yeah, I'd go for steak any day.
Yeah.
I don't know about any tofu. I'm good on that. Good. I'd rather filet mignon.
Hey, what
big
we got
fat, juicy steak.
Dude, what we've got people on here, I'm curious. Tomorrow, dude, big World Series of Fighting card. Does anybody see any big upsets on that card, or does everybody think it's pretty much going to roll how it's supposed to?
No idea. I forgot about it.
Working too hard.
I've been on the grind. Thank you for reminding me.
Well, in like 3 hours, Road FC kicks off out of Korea. And then like 8 a.m., 9 a.m., I think we got PLMMA out of, I think it's Yugoslavia or Kazakhstan, one of those places. So it's going to, we got, like I said, we got Thai fights that just started. We got Thai fights at 3 a.m. And then tomorrow it just goes off, man. You got Turf Wars, Ground and Pound, man, going down. I mean, just so much. V3, though.
And y'all are going to have all this on your site?
Yeah, tomorrow we'll have live results from, here, I'll pull it up and tell you right now. That's our thing. Last year we covered over 400 events live. Oh yeah, dude. No, that's all, dude. That's our bread and butter, man. We're known for not only great, you know, interviews and great pod shows, but you know, our big thing is bringing local MMA, especially press releases and results. But we were at Hard Knocks and MFC tonight. Tomorrow we'll be at World Series of Fighting, Show Fight, Brawl Inc. We'll be at Blackout Fighting Championships, World Gladiator Fight League,
B3
Fight.
Fucking your dog's mother.
And that man right there, he'll be at AFL up in Washington. So we'll be
don't
at 8
of them. Don't bother me.
Dude, great Thai fights are starting right fucking now. It's the Max Tournament. Yeah! Sorry. But yeah, we'll be all over.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah, Jag is fighting tomorrow. That's right. Yep.
Wow, does she get given another victory?
I smell some hate.
not really some hate, just you know, I think a fair question. I don't think she beat Megumi Fuji. Maybe the second time, but not the first time.
Man, I've been so caught up in just the fights that I've been matching that I haven't even had time to think about what's going on in the other promotions.
Well,
about
why
time
not?
To catch up.
Tomorrow you should
be watching videos all day.
Tomorrow, if you got a chance to watch any video, what are you going to watch? You're going to watch some V3, some World Series, some AFL, some O-Plot?
That's a trick question. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. They all sound so tasty. I wouldn't know what to go for. I really
well,
would
if you
like
watch
to see
O-Plot,
V3.
You can, if you watch O-Plot, you can see Alex Cardo.
Hey, yeah, that's true. And, hey, I want to give a big shout-out. Just soon to be joining the network, he's so itching. Live from Bangkok, host John Nutt, man. Big shout-out, brother. I miss you. can't wait to talk to you and get you fat rocking the mic again. So I'll talk to you soon.
Dude, I'm surprised he's not in Korea. I'm surprised he's not in Korea right now waiting to go to Road FC, man.
He might be. I don't. I have not.
I wouldn't doubt it. He probably is. He's kind of a baller like that.
He has definitely been showing us some mad love lately, and I'm so excited to bring live from Bangkok, folks. That's going to be a weekly show, literally live from Bangkok every week, breaking down the Asian scene with the man himself, the legend of legends, John Nutt, and his partner, Big Star.
Dude, my boy Ricky Fukuda's fighting in like 3 hours, well, probably 4 hours when he fights, but... Road FC1 going down, motherfucker. Yep.
And hey, and anybody out there, if you guys need that link to the tie event, just hit me up, because I'm serious. This is like all 110s to 120 fighters. Beautiful, beautiful arena. Killer walk-in, man. This is like old school pride shit right here, man. Like 20 deep with kids doing Muay Thai, smoke. Fuck yeah. Swains, I love this shit.
I would like that link.
Okay, I will send it to you right now.
That is awesome. That would be a great way to end this day.
Yeah, this is some sick... I love this channel, man. There's no, like, downloads. There's no nothing. You can just literally hit click and watch it. Lepaki... So we rocking it until Road FC, huh? Or are you gonna crash?
Huh? I don't know what's going on, man. I'm in it to win it.
I know tomorrow you gotta go and rock a stream and everything, and you gotta work up in Washington.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
I like that. It's done. I like it.
That's tomorrow. Dude, I got a fresh bottle. I got a fresh bottle of MCT oil and some fresh Kerrygold grass and some coffee, and I'll be just fine.
I got
some
fresh
Vaseline
too.
Grease yourself up so Skip can have his way with you. Indeed, yeah.
No. I don't ever want to see Lepaki greased up in my life. You've obviously never got to hang out with Lepaki. You do not want that guy greased up.
No. You love him greased up.
Speaking of greased
Skippy
up.
Like, dude, Skippy says if they ain't bleeding, he ain't feeding.
Oh, that's
horrible.
That was so bad.
Hey, they're knocking it down, guys. In just about a minute or so, you'll be fighting if you aren't got to that link.
Where's my link?
I just sent it to you. Oh, I sent it to them. Never mind. Oops.
You didn't send it to her. Rude.
Okay.
Let me go check this link out real quick.
Hey, I'm posting it right now in the thread where I posted the Twitter and all that and the Super Combat. Hey, John Nutt, what did you just post? Gonna start the madness up soon. I'm heading out the door to watch Muay Thai as we speak. Oh, hey, he's pumped for Ricky's fight. And more big ups and air high fives to the Madhouse crew. Hey, John, we love you, brother. I can't wait. Yeah, he's heading actually to the fight, so I'm betting. I'm going to take a guess, but he's
Dude,
probably...
Hey,
heading.
Man. Hey, maybe we can get him to bet on some fights for us.
Well, dude,
he's
got to bet. He's got to be heading to
dude,
the
I want $5 on the red corner in the third fight. $5 on the red corner in the third fight. I don't even know who it is.
Lepaki, you got to jump down to the...
Just throw it out there.
Lepaki, you got to look at the Lymphony TGN card, because that's the next event. This one's already started. He won't make it there in time.
Oh.
But he'll make the next card. So, but it's got the fight. We got a 100-pound fight, a 110, a 121, and a 112. So, yeah.
Perfect, dude. I want him in the 112 fight. That's going to be the good one.
Yeah, that's the main event. It's I'm not even going to butcher their name. It's Red Corner versus Blue Corner.
That's all we need to know. Give me a red and a color and a corner color.
Yeah.
We're going to be rocking and rolling.
Okay, yeah, Kelly, if you just click that link, it will just open straight up and start playing.
Oh, yeah, I got it on.
Okay. This is how
where can I find the where can I find the card?
I'll send you that link right now too.
Where,
easy, easy.
Like
this is what we do every weekend, man. We just watch fights and talk.
Sherry, am I making you laugh tonight, or do I need to work on that? Just out of curiosity, I know like one night you said I actually was making you laugh, so I just want to make sure that I'm making you laugh tonight.
She hasn't laughed since 72 Virgins comment.
Yeah, I know. Pissing me off, bro.
The hell, you guys are trying to mac to her? What the hell?
What happened?
You guys are animals.
No, we've got a regular listener, a huge fan of ours. She never misses these shows. Her name's Sherry. As far as we know, she's real.
as far as
we don't
know,
believe
she's
we don't
real.
Think it's a catfish account. We don't think it's a catfish account.
Yeah.
No, she's real. I met her. She's real.
Yeah, she's
don't lie, it's one of y'all. You're just trying to get the ratings up.
Is Sherry Cole supporting local MMA and going to the Amateur Fight League Rent and Rumble tomorrow? That's the question.
If she is, you better get a photo with her so we all know it.
Oh, man, we're going to get more than a photo, Skip, for you, buddy.
All right, thank you. That's my girl. She's my number one stalker.
Right behind Heather? I thought Heather was your number one.
Dude, no, but hey, speaking of stalkers, I want to give a big shout-out to the girl I stalk. Mad love to you, my little koala bear. I'm really sad to see you retire after 55 fights, but you walked away with 5 titles and you fought one of the toughest champions ever in the history of Thai fighting and non-Thai. Yeah, well, okay, but we don't address, they don't address it, her being a man like America does. So it's just Nantum. And she went to war with Nantum and lost the decision. And I'm proud of her career. I got mad love for my koala, Miss Tracy Lockwood. I know you're going to do great things in your future. I was bummed when I saw she lost. I was literally glued to, you know, the accounts over there following as much as I could round by round. She was telling me the next day that she's never been kicked so hard. She was like, I felt like I had good rhythm, and she felt like the striking was good, but she said that girl was just blasting her.
Huh.
And did you cry?
I honestly, I came close to it. I mean, this young lady, man, is a beast, dude. 55. She ended up 48 and, you know, 7 and for her career. All pro fights, and she's a beast, man. I mean, anybody who's watched her fight, I've seen her just go to bloody war time and time and time and time again. I wanted her to go out beating a legend like Nantum, and it just didn't happen, so I was a little sad. But I love the fact that she had a great fucking career, and I'm so honored that I get to talk to her quite a bit and, you know, call her a friend.
It's so fulfilling to know these fighters. They're so talented. I mean, I love it. I love watching people's careers.
I even like knowing the ones that aren't talented. If they got a good personality and they kind of, you know, they're
all
know.
Talented. I mean, to step into a cage, step into a ring, you're talented. They're talented. They've got, you know, they got it in them. They got balls. They about it. I mean, talented.
I'll tell you 100%. I think some of the coolest guys we've ever had on these shows were regional fighters who maybe never go to that next level, but they had the best attitudes. They are some of the funniest fucking interviews. I mean, we've had guys literally walking in ghettos with their dogs doing the interviews because, you know, they were bored and they thought it'd be cool to go there, all the way to guys doing interviews literally before they walk to the ring or as soon as they walk out of the ring. And just great attitudes. I mean, dude, we've had some fun people on these shows, man.
It's
an
alright show.
I'll tell you what, we've had.
Dude,
some great...
I don't know, man. You know, who the hell was telling us the story about getting hit by the frozen bag of chicken? Was that Daryl Schoonover?
Dude, yes.
That shit was fucking funny, bro.
Yeah,
Daryl. shout out to Daryl and to Vince Vargas and Jeremy Ragland for getting them hooked up over there.
Yeah, that fight, he had a good fight tonight, man. He just, you know, he kind of got out wrestled. Anthony's a strong dude. He can hold you down. But, I mean, I really think that I thought, I actually scored that fight 48-47 for Anthony. I thought Daryl won the fourth and the fifth round. And I really think if, you know, if there was seven rounds, Daryl would definitely have probably taken over the fight at that point because Anthony didn't really have any gas left. He just could shoot a takedown every once in a while. Hope he got it. And if he did, he's able to hold, you know, he was just able to really use his size, keep him there.
Man,
yeah.
The Tabas didn't like that fight.
No, he didn't, dude. The crowd at one point was, like, chanting, stand him up to the ref. And Pavlich was sitting there, like, egging the crowd on to keep saying it.
There you go.
Hey, now, how impressive
and
was
then,
Mark?
And then here's something weird, though. Here's something weird. So Jason South and Tom Galicchio fought, right? They were originally slated to fight for the title. Galicchio came in 0.2 pounds overweight at the weigh-ins, and the Athletic Commission of Canada didn't give him a time frame to make the title weight. So they had a fight tonight that was five rounds, but if Southern won, he would win the belt, and if Galicchio won, he didn't win the belt. So Galicchio ended up winning, and now they have a rematch already scheduled for May 9th. So you already know at MFC 40, you're going to get to see Kurt Southern versus Tom Galicchio, too, for the title.
They're such badass fighters.
Now, Lopaki, you know I told you earlier I missed it, man. But to the fans out there, maybe missed it, too. How impressive was Marcus Edwards?
Oh, dude, Marcus put a fucking savage beating on that kid. It was awesome. It was fucking rad, dude.
Fuck,
I was like, hell yeah. Just beat the brakes off this kid, man. I mean, from the get-go, it was just one-way traffic for about 4 minutes and 30 seconds, I think, before he got the rear naked choke. That's the only thing that pissed me off is that I picked Marcus to win by a fucking KO in the first round, and he goes out and does a fucking submission.
Hey, I told people when Mark was on the show with us Wednesday, I said, dude, he can steal that whole card. That kid is so impressive. He is so fucking underrated. So many people look past that kid, and I don't understand why. Cage Sport, dude, looked past him. I couldn't understand why.
Well, I don't know if it was that they looked past him or if it was that they didn't have anybody that was willing to fight him.
Okay, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. You know, I know he's had a tough time finding fights, but I'm glad he got that fight. And I'm hoping that he gets a nice, fat, long-term contract from Mark, you know, for his performance.
Yeah, he should, man. He put on one of the more exciting fights that I saw.
Dude, bad intentions, folks. You guys follow that kid. We've been saying it for like a year and a half.
The Jamal Smith and Kurt Southern fight was good, but I don't think that the hipster Zupa Zombie fans would have found that fight as exciting as I did because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of grappling going on, but, I mean, I thought it was a pretty exciting fight myself. If you knew what you were watching, you'd have thought it was exciting.
Well, you know, and that's, we talk about it all the time, man, the difference between U.S. fans and fans overseas. They have no problem enjoying a fight on its technical merits. Is it your birthday beatdown?
No, it's not my birthday, man. It's Muhammad Ali's birthday.
Oh, I didn't see the last part. I thought you were like, happy birthday, Allah! You know? So.
No, man, hey, I'm not looking for 72 virgins.
Hey, who's not looking
he
for 72
virgins? He wants 83 of them. He's like, I want 83 virgins, man, not 72.
Hey, B-Town, I want to ask you, because I hadn't had a chance, that gift you got, is that an actual, like, belt or a replica you had made or one you But what's the deal with that?
It's the real belt. I mean, it's real. I mean, it's the same one that it's a replica, but, you know.
Okay. Okay.
It's a real belt.
It's still cool, man. You got, like, what, 12 fucking world champions to sign it?
Yeah. Hopefully get some more, man.
That is pretty cool, man. I can't lie. It's not as cool as my belt, but it's cool.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and try to get the Bellator when we get it signed.
I would have
said that. By who, Flamenco?
Say again?
Would you want Flamenco to sign it?
Yeah.
What do you think about the fight with Flamenco and Brandon Shaw? No, Brandon Ward. Fuck that Irish fucking bad Irish kid or some shit. I don't know. I can't even think of his fucking name right now.
I'm, I truly, truly could not tell you, man.
You guys don't even know about this fucking fight, man? It's the kid that likes to talk all this shit in his interviews, and then after he beats everybody up, he's all respectful. He's really fucking crazy. I think he's bipolar or something.
Who are we talking about?
Ward. Yeah, that's the fight in Salt Lake City. Burnham and Ward.
No, dude, Flamenco is fighting
yeah,
this guy named...
He's Brennan and Ward in Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's 9-1.
Dude, they have NASCAR in fucking Thailand, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on here.
Holy shit. No, I was reading some shit. Let me read this shit off. This chick was like laughing out loud, screaming... Scary ass bitch removed her profile pic because she looked like an old ass baboon.
What? Oh shit!
Oh man! Woo!
Hey, speaking of Bellator, does anybody see Dudu keeping his belt from Rafael Silva? Does anybody even know that fight's coming up?
Yeah.
I think Dudu's going to lose, honestly. Dude, Rafael, man, what's he on, like a 15-fight win streak? He has been killing it.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. And as much as I don't really think it was a loss, but he did get knocked out by Tyson. Damn, you know, down there in Shooto, it's his only loss. In the last, what, like 4 years, but it showed he had a chin that could be suspect. And I think Silva, Rafael, not Anderson folks, I think, you know, he can do it. He's got something like 9-10 KOs in his career. So, including Lopaki's favorite, he's got a couple of head kick KOs.
You know, I think I prefer the liver kick KO.
Dude, did you see the one tonight on fucking Jungle Fight? Holy shit, guy like...
I saw Luke Rockhold's fucking vicious little liver kick on Costa Philippou the other day, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people were talking about that. I'm just glad no one brought up that whole fucking incident, dude. That to me is just fucked up.
Man, I feel out the loop. I need to get back on it.
That happens with all of us. We're just jumping around.
No, I mean, I've been on the grind with these cards.
All you got to do is on Twitter, like, follow Lopaki, follow me.
Be quiet for a second. Hold on. Don't say anything.
Uh-oh. Breaking news.
Sounds like Berchick's defending his MFC title at Maximum Fighting Championship 40.
And you didn't play breaking news? You suck.
Well, dude, I'm sorry. I've got TIE Fight Fun. I'm trying to listen to Mark Pavlich on his little tout or whatever that was I just watched. I mean, I figured you could have hit breaking news. I told you to shut up.
Word. He has a point.
Muy importante. Muy importante. Muy importante.
How's that for you?
That was good, buddy. Now breaking news, man.
Hey, y'all see they posted the Season 10 Bellator tournament slots, huh?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, that's we just put up some press releases today. I saw that. What was the Chick Congo fighting in like fuck, where is he? I just saw it today. We just posted it. Jesus, man, I'm trashed.
No. The Reno Event Center, Friday, April 4th.
Yeah, that's the one where he's fighting Minakova.
Minakova?
Yeah.
Minakov.
Yeah, there you go.
That's going to be a good fight. I've always been a fan of Chicago. I think, you know, he probably would have had a better career. You know, I think if he would have worked more on his wrestling when he first came to the Bellator, or actually first came to the UFC, really. But, I mean, he doesn't seem to improve there that much. But I like the fact that he bangs. He has no problem getting in there and, like, fucking throwing down. I mean, he will throw down with anybody and get knocked out sometimes. But, fuck. Who was it? Pat Barry? Is that the fight? Where they were knocking each other out left and right?
Yeah, it was
the Pat Barry fight. And he did a comeback knockout. Pat Barry, I don't even know what happened to that dude, yo. This dude, here's a dude who has world-class striking ability. And he gets in there, and he just fucking, what the fuck? Oh, man, getting knocked out by dudes, fucking, I can understand if he was getting tapped out, but he's just trying to go bang with guys and just gets knocked the fuck out every single time. I lost hope in him.
I gotta say, I'm disappointed in myself. I mean, he's got the tools. I don't know.
I just think he likes to go out there and he just likes to throw caution to the wind and let his hands fly, and where the cards fall, the cards fall.
The cards have fucking fallen. Too many
Maybe
times.
He's distracted with his hot little fighter girlfriend.
Oh, man. Baby, you're so cute. What do you guys think about LeVar Johnson and Ryan Martinez? I think that's a banger of a fight.
I agree. And I think LeVar has a serious chance, you know, obviously to win, but I think he's got a chance to get knocked out, too.
I don't know if Martinez will knock him out, but I think Martinez can maybe grapple his way to a decision.
You don't think he can get on top of him and pound him out?
I don't know, man. LeVar's a pretty big dude to be getting on top of him and pounding him out.
And that's coming up on the, is that the,
that's the March 7th, that's the March 7th.
Yeah.
And then you got Strauss and Kern the next week, and then Attila Vey and Emmanuel Newton, and then Slamenko Ward, and then Chick Congo Minakov. When the hell is old King Mo fighting again? He must be on like a 6-month suspension after that last one.
I think he might actually be on the wrestling circuit too much.
Didn't Bellator have tryouts?
Yeah, 25th.
And so does Bama, USA, over there on the other side of the country. Hey, who do we got here?
XFC.
XFC has tryouts coming up this coming weekend.
XFC.
Yeah.
3-2-1, who do we got?
What's up, Skip?
Oh, hey, what's up, Jason?
What's up, Jay? Okay. What's up, dog? What's up? What's up, man?
What's up, team? High Crotch in the motherfucking house.
Whoever's in the background mumbling, trying to talk like a tough guy, go get your fucking shine box. How about that?
Hey, hey, why don't you go to 7-Eleven and get me a fucking hot dog?
Why don't you take your ass out in the fucking cold and go get your own hot dog?
Jason.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
There you go.
What's up, brother? Welcome to the show, man. You're on with a whole crew of freaks.
How's things with you guys tonight, man?
Actually,
today's just been one of those days where I want to tell everybody to go fuck themselves. But, you know, that's how it rolls, you know? Take the good with the bad.
Hey, guys,
you know?
I just posted
it. I do that all day.
Hey, guys, I just posted
Do you see these two Thai chicks, man, drinking this fucking Yoo-Hoo?
Oh, no, actually, I just posted in the thread, dude. A barbecue beatdown at Tiger Muay Thai. They do it all the time. I think it's like the third Thursday of every month or something. They do a barbecue. Dude, I put the Thai fight, Kamal versus Paul. One of these guys has got to be like 350 pounds in a kickboxing fight. You guys got to watch that shit. But it's pretty insane, dude. This guy's huge. His butt crack is taller than I am. Okay, now it's the Bucky. No, you see the 7-Eleven commercial over there in Thailand? They got Buddha fucking wrestling an alligator in a 7-Eleven.
Well, right now I'm watching this fucking, I don't know what kind of supplement commercial this is.
Oh, right after that. Watch, right after that, dude, there's a 7-Eleven commercial where, like, the Buddha turns an alligator into a kid and a tiger jumps on top of an elephant.
Dude, I got this dude on my screen right now that looks like that guy off Star Trek The Next Generation that had them fucking horns going up his forehead.
He does.
You got to get to the 7-Eleven commercial, man. You got to watch that shit.
Yeah, dude, this is a 7-Eleven commercial. This is, like, for real a 7-Eleven commercial.
Look at Buddha
Wrestling. I've never seen 7-Eleven dick commercials.
Oh, hell yeah, 7-Eleven got in Korea, bro, or Taiwan, or wherever the fuck.
Next thing you know, we'll hear the fuck you talking about is Fleshlight commercials.
Hey, man,
am I delayed? I don't see 7-Eleven.
It's probably coming to you.
What's that?
It's coming to you, Top King. So, hey, man, what fights can you announce? You got anything you can tell us about? What's coming down the pipe for RSM? You got Dave Pershane main eventing Brazil. Are you going to Brazil?
I am not going to Brazil. I'll actually be in Myrtle Beach that weekend for Warfare MMA 11 with Jose Figueroa in his main event middleweight bout with Nissan Osterneck for their middleweight title.
Hey, I hate to jump in, but we got a caller who's got a question. He wants to ask the panel. So, hey, Chuck, welcome to the Rogue Show. You're live. What's your question, brother?
Hey, well, I was just going to talk about the WWE and how it's been shown that it's fake now and that MMA is probably going to be fake, you know, in the future. So when are they guys going to start giving everybody fedoras and stuff?
Well, I will tell you what, there's been plenty of rumors in the Pride era about rigged fights. I tell you, I personally think, and Lepaki hates when I say it, but I think there's been a couple of rigged fights in this era in some of the upper levels. But, hey, fuck it. If it happens, it's going to hurt the sport, you know, really bad. But I know fighters who throw fights for money, so it's part of the business.
How can you get people to stop buying tap-out shirts because they're so lame?
Dude, here you fuck their dog's mother. That's how
you do it. Dude, you just won caller of the year with that question.
I don't know, dude. Tap-out is so stupid, though.
Where you come from, do a lot of folks wear tap-out shirts?
They do, and they're all, like, douchebags with shaved heads and Do they have spiked hair with like?
Dude, they're fighters, man.
I don't know, dude. It's all they just wear so many fedoras and watch My Little Pony. I can't stand it.
Would you consider them to be bronies?
Yeah.
Interesting. All
right.
So you, would believe that they walk around with butt plugs with hair extensions on them?
I'm wearing a tap out shirt right now.
Jeff's got a tap out tattoo. He beats everybody.
I'm fucking playing. I'm joking.
I personally do not own a tap out shirt. I don't think I ever could, but.
No, you own two. You own two. You own
two. Thank you for calling in, Chuck. Hold on a second. We got another caller here. Hey, you're live. Welcome to the Rogue Show. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? What do we got?
This is Josh again. I got disconnected.
Oh, Josh, welcome to the show, man. You got questions, comment? You just want to tell somebody on here they're a douchebag? What's up?
Call them a fucktard. It makes a point.
Josh, right, you just want to listen? You got any questions?
He's just listening, Skip. Leave him alone, man.
Oh, I was waiting for a question.
No, Skip,
I'll be honest. I'll be honest. I own one tap out shirt. I bought fucking the Hendo fucking tap out shirt when he was about to fight Bisping, just because I liked it.
Hey, let's see who we got on this line. 719, who do we got?
Hello?
Hello? 719, you're live on the Rogue Show.
Oh, hello? Yeah, what's up? Man, I've never won a tap out shirt in my goddamn life because, you know what, I'm not some fucking gay-ass pussy that fucking likes to wrestle around with some fucking faggots all day, man.
That's a classically great answer, man. I think you're the third person.
I mean, do you guys like to smell a musty-ass nutsack in your grill all day?
Actually, I do. I don't have a problem with it. Not when it's in competition. Ask my little brother.
Oh, that's good,
I mean,
man.
I plead the fifth.
I'm
used to
this shit, bro.
You plead the fifth,
Joey. If it ain't bleeding, he ain't feeding, son. If it ain't bleeding, he ain't feeding.
Yeah.
I mean, I love balls, so I'm not going to.
What kind of sport do you like? I guess he hung up. Let's try the next caller. 716, you're live on the Rogue Show. Who do we got? Oh, 716.
Nobody.
That one, that's the listener.
Okay, well, we'll put him back on mute and check him out. Hey, I'm enjoying the callers. Feel free to call in, 310-742-1799. Chat box, tweet us, send me an email, send me whatever you want. It's all right. You guys don't have to be scared.
Dude, I will read the next tweet I get over the air. I don't even care what it says.
Hold on, let's see if Josh is back now. Hey, Josh, you ready to talk?
Yeah, man. Sorry about that. I got disconnected. I'm not sure what the fuck happened.
Hey, it's all right, brother. What's up?
Do you consider hardcore porn, like in the right context, to be a contact sport?
Yes,
indeed, most definitely.
Like hardcore man on man action.
Sure,
there's
why not?
Like, I was watching this one fucking video where this guy was on top of another guy. His dick was in this guy's mouth. This guy's dick was in the other guy's mouth. It was fucked.
Well,
there's nothing wrong with your orientation.
Yeah, then he was like coming all over his face. It was fucking hot. Well, I'll talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Later, Josh. Let's check the next one. 716. You're live on the road
show.
You're
fucking other guys up the ass.
I do. It comes from prison, bro. It's not that I like it. I just got accustomed to it.
He's just a giver. He gives it all.
I'm a lover.
No. Skippy's a taker. Skippy's definitely a taker.
Hey, I think we got...
Someone's got to be on the bottom.
He's not a top. Skippy's not a top.
I think we got a bunch of East Coast folks who are wide awake, ready to have fun. So let's check this next caller.
Hey, I'm on the East Coast.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, man.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, this is Johnny's Chop Shop. What's going on?
Okay, he doesn't want to talk. Let's try the next caller.
No, the bot dropped him.
Hey, no, sure.
We're using the bot dialer.
Okay, I love you.
Hey, 804, you're live. What's up? Okay, you hung up.
Wow.
This is great.
Yo, what's going on? Triple ones. Triple ones, what's up?
Hello? Triple one.
Speak up,
Josh?
Charlie Chaplin.
Josh, hello? You back? Hello?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear your mom?
Oh, my God.
I want to go check on 716 now. That's kind of a boring call.
Yeah, that one's boring.
Like, if you're going to call, just don't, like, call. If you're going to do something fun. Like, don't bore me to death playing fucking your bullshit music.
You're live, 716.
716 is gone.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay,
you should have hung out.
See,
the guy that called and played music.
The guy that called and played music kind of ruined the whole thing for me. Way to be a fucking.
Whoever did that is a fucktard and shouldn't do that again.
Yeah,
just you're saying.
No, he's not just a fucktard. He's a sidewalk sissy.
I think he may be giving him a little more credit than he deserves after even with sidewalk sissy.
What about a being a man?
That's probably better.
Hey, Lepaki, we're lying to fill them back up. You want to grab those or you want me to get them?
Oh, yeah, hold on. I got to go back over there. Oh, yeah, here we go. Here we go. Yeah, this is Johnny's Chop Shop.
What the fuck?
What the
fuck? Who the fuck is playing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
What is really going on here?
That's a good song. That's
okay,
a good song, at least. But they have
hey,
to
you're live. You're live on the Rogue Show. Hello. How you doing? Welcome to the Rogue Show.
Hi. How you doing?
How you doing?
You know, my dick is limp right now, and I can't find a hooker here in Southside of Corvallis. So things are going pretty shitty.
Call 1-800-FAT-LADY.
What happened to that guy? I thought he was ready to talk. I guess he got scared.
I guess he decided to go to hunt for a fucking hooker. Or dirty
hold on. Let's try this.
Was that 1-800-FAT-LADY?
626 live on the Punk Show.
Hello?
626, you're live, brother. What's up? Hello?
He's gone. What up? All ones again. All ones is back. All ones
hey,
is back.
Hey, can you hear me?
I got it.
I can hear you.
No.
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, man? I'm just calling in, like, wondering what the hell all these people are calling about and shit.
I don't know. Do you have something interesting to say?
See,
yeah,
you know what happened was that the federal government shut down Silk Road, the website, where everybody used to go and do their illegal, like, drug deals and weapons sales. So now they just use this phone line to do that stuff. That's why we have this Blog Talk account set up, is it so we can sell illegal weapons around the world.
Did you watch an episode of Blue Bloods last week? The episode and saw that? Because they had a fucking...
No.
You watch too much TV, bro.
Hey,
I don't
not
know what the fuck
you're
talking
too much
about.
TV.
Hey, hold on a second. I don't even
know what you're talking about as far as...
Lepaki, hold on a second.
I don't know what that is.
We got 626 back, and bro, I don't know. I need to give you a shout-out because you're back on the show. just random callers, man. Anybody's allowed to call the show. I don't know why we're getting so many wacky callers tonight, but they're lined up. We're four or five deep again. And we've only got 10 minutes left, so we might as well
knuckles deep in the next guy's mom. Here we go, 716 for checking it out. That guy's too quiet, man. 716, what do you got? You got syphilis or gonorrhea?
Okay, let's try this.
Sucks when he just plays his music. I hate it when this piece of shit motherfucker just plays his music.
Hello? You're live on the Road Show.
Hello.
Okay. So, six, we know you're a good caller. You called to hang out. And then we've got another anonymous caller. Got the music playing. All right. Way to go, buddy. Hey.
Y'all are just fucking awesome.
Dude, is anybody watching the TIE fight? Because they're fucking good. I'm just
dude,
playing.
I'm on the black screen right now on the TIE fight.
Oh, man. This is what I love about this show, man.
Who's 3-2-1, bro? Find out 3-2-1.
Oh, is that Jason? Did I mute Jason?
Bro, Jason. You fucking kicked me off the air, you dumbass.
Oh. Hold on a second.
You hung up on me and disconnected me.
Oh, I'm
what
sorry.
What you need to do, just do me a favor, bro. Don't eat no special brownies. Can you do that for me, please?
I've got
a rough day.
Mail them this way.
Oh, dude, I've got actually some of the world famous Derek fucking snickerdoodles sitting in front of me. They're dank.
You got a snickerdoodle?
I live in a medical state, so they're good. They're good snickerdoodles.
Bro, do you know that the kind of day that I had today, I almost succumbed to fucking peer pressure with one of my boys.
Did you almost drive down to A1A and pick up a hooker today?
No. But I did almost succumb to peer pressure and fucking smoke a blunt of fucking Girl Scout cookies with my boy. Almost. I told him I can't do it.
What?
But he tried to talk me
into
it.
See, now...
Why? Do you drink?
Very rarely.
He gets plastered.
Then you should smoke even more often. You should smoke even more often than you drink.
Hey, to the 66 in queue from the same people, man, you guys want to call in and talk shit and hang out and have fun, please feel free, but I don't want to hear no more fucking music.
No shit.
Dude, call in.
Yeah, the music sucks.
Call in and talk shit about MMA if you want. Call in and tell us what your girlfriend doesn't do. Whatever, bro.
Or you can ask me what your girlfriend does do. That's even better. I like answering that question.
Yeah,
what does your girlfriend do?
Dude, well, all those fools are out gangbanging, catching a murder case. I got their hoe on the couch getting fucked in the face.
Cool beats, bro.
Oh, dude. This white Mexican Jew could fucking throw it down.
Oh, wow. RFA is going back to Nebraska for RFA 13 with Dakota Crockin versus Efrain Escudero. Miles Marshall versus Andrew Sanchez. Chidi Njikani versus Chris Heatherly. Oh, wow. This is a pretty good card, actually.
Dakota Crockin must have been, as far as I knew, he was under contract with World Series of Fighting.
I'm sure he probably doesn't stay under contract anywhere long. I think Dakota's a good guy, but I think sometimes people have a hard time dealing with his personality.
Man, we got with Max FC coming up, we got a badass card. Andrew Whitney is the main event on that card. That's
is Andrew Whitney, here's the question. Is Andrew Whitney the best fighter in his relationship?
Question.
I think
hey,
that's a fair question.
Lepaki, look at the board.
I don't want to go into that.
Oh, hell yeah.
They do have, they got two pro debuts. Anderson Hutchinson, who is actually 9-0 as an Emmy, versus Caleb Williams out of ATT Creek. And Anderson Hutchinson is one of Pete White boxing down there. We started matching this card together. And he also has another fighter on the card who's a Kalen Holcomb, who's undefeated as well. I mean, badass fights. He's won 11-0,
one's 9-0. Hey, big shout out real quick to Miss Sherry for catching the clock. Thank you, young lady. Anybody who wants to join the show, 310-742-1799 or Skype in. You've got about 4.5 minutes. Big shout out to my kick-ass sponsors, Clock Tower Pub, MMAMadhouse.com, Vision Smoke Shop and Glass Distribution, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, Ink Tank Tattoo, Jax Media, Go Fight Live TV, Revolver MMA, RearNakedSmoke.net. My bills are paid. My sponsors got their love. All you jackholes with the music, keep on coming.
TarStar.ca. Go check that one out, everybody. TarStar.ca. That's the newest sponsor for MMAtopics.net.
Yeah, and you guys go check out my boy Chris Gregory. Give him a follow, man. And MMA Beatdown.
Yeah, he needs some follows. He needs some damn follows. I told him all you got to do is talk about people's mamas and send a little fucktards out there. And I pick up like 10 followers every time I say fucktards. Or scissor banging, I swear.
Really? Do you prefer to scissor bang over finger bang? Or are you a finger blaster?
Dude, I'm watching some scissor banging and spandex. The women's MMA. Scissor banging and spandex all the way. Fight of 2013, watching Misha Tate and Ronda Rousey scissor bang it. That was awesome. Real talk.
Shit just got real, folks. Do you believe in chemtrails?
Believe in what?
No, they're just fake. Chemtrails? Don't start that shit. They're fake.
Shut up, Skippy. They're not fake, man.
You and your whole group of Obama lovers.
What the fuck? That's
burn. I got my Obamacare, did you?
No, but I did get my Obama check.
I was too white.
Damn.
I was too white for Obamacare. It's horrible.
Alright, I don't even want to think about all that shit.
Hey, 716, you ready to play some music? He hung up. Oh, I love it.
People are fucking stupid. Oh, shout out to Joe Torres and, you know, Vic Ortiz going through some shit. In Las Cruces.
Yeah,
they charged.
Crazy that.
They charged
hey, man,
two of the guys today.
That. Hey, Skippy, we got to do a. Hold on. We got to do something before the show goes off air tonight. Hold on. Let me find this. Hey, in honor of Mauricio Zingano. Happy birthday to the Mexican Pied Piper of Puyallup, Felipe Rivera. What is somebody like, walking through the forest?
I had to go check on my pet gator.
Nice.
How big is he?
He's about 8 foot.
Hey, that was a big one. Hold on, let's see what happens with Triple One.
You're live, Triple One. You want to play some walkout music?
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey. What are you doing, man?
Not much. Just stroking my dick.
Wow. Do you have a Slurpee?
That's
Do you have a Slurpee machine? Do you have a Slurpee machine?
Yes. Yes, I do. Would you like to use it?
Do you take the Slurpee machine and put it in your butthole and then spray it out your penis?
Yes, I do. How would you like to try it out sometime? It's absolutely free.
I would prefer if you tried it out on my girlfriend. She
Fuck
seems
you.
To like that kind of shit.
Apache, I think you ruined it because everybody in the background was laughing at Jeff, not with him.
I'll push it aside, man. Kelson Winslow got arrested for jerking in the Target today.
Smoking
what?
Yeah, the tight end was for the Jets, bro.
No way.
It's on TMZ, man. Check it out.
He swears by Jason. He's like, he made a statement. I wasn't masturbating outside of the store. I was just smoking meth or whatever it was.
Yeah, but they found two big bottles of Vaseline right there in plain view.
Hombre.
Well, that could have just been for him to find a spot to shoot it up at, you know.
Thus again, proving that football is gay. Just kidding. Not really.
I don't know, man. I saw a clip the other day, man, about post-fight after Kaepernick, I guess, mocked the receiver from Carolina. And then fucking, he was commenting in the post-game interview, and somebody yelled, "Shut up, bitch." He fucking sucked it up and just walked away from the podium like a little fucking crybaby.
Damn.
So some of the players might be prima donnas and bitches, but, you know, not everybody is. But then again, you always have a prima donna in almost every sport. There's always at least one, you know. So.
But they're all athletes.
Exactly.
Oh, man, you're not lying about this about this masturbating deal. You ain't lying.
We don't lie. This ain't the time for lying, man. This is the time. The road show is where we tell the truth, man. We spread the wisdom.
And talk some shit, you know, in between.
Yeah, we spread the word on how to properly talk shit. And
you can't make it through life if you can't talk shit correctly. It just doesn't work.
And you have to be willing to take shit, too.
Or
it's a two-way street.
Take it like Skippy.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
dude, I've taken it so
fucking
long. I
think he just got tired of fighting.
So
I didn't
long.
Think Skippy got
yeah.
tired of fighting.
I did.
Skippy just got
I
tired
did.
Of fighting.
Dude, with my third wife, I was like, I'm just done. I'm going to bend over and take it for the rest of my life and suck it up.
Wow.
He likes the D.
Oh, fuck. Oh, damn, dude. That's hilarious. Well, fuck, guys. I know it's like 3 out on the West Coast. It's midnight here. I'm like blasted on fucking cookies and fucking joints. And you guys know I got a hard job I got to get up and go to in the morning. So I think we'll wrap it up. Dude, come on, man. Don't give me that shit, dude. My job's hard. I hate when you give me that shit.
And my job's hard. Yes.
You gotta wake up and eat some snickerdoodles.
Dude, you try to
eat all the time and sucking dick and eating ass all the time.
Dude.
Yeah, that is a hard job.
Dude.
You're a dirty motherfucker.
I work in a fucking
shop.
That's
your boy Skip.
Hey, I gotta sit in a glow shop all day by myself on a couch and watch MMA.
Oh, don't lie.
I get tired.
When you work in a strip mall.
Hold on, dude.
You lay over a couch with your butt cheeks hanging out
while men plow you in the ass? What the fuck? What type of job
and
is that?
And he watches MMA while he does it, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what conversation you heard, but, yeah, that's no. Dude, I just said I'm alone all day sleeping on a couch. That's what
you're alone all day?
No.
Call,
you're alone all day.
What it is, he's waiting for TMZ to walk up and take pictures of him fucking jerking it on the couch.
No, you can't. Hold on a second. Kelly, you made a comment just now. Get a hooker. A couple of months back, this chick whacked out on dope, come right in my shop with her boyfriend, stripped down completely naked, pulled out a stack of pornos and a DVD player, said, can we party in your bathroom for 20 minutes?
Umbra, for 1 minute?
For 20 minutes.
What?
It'll only take 1 minute. True story?
Yes, it's 100%
true. Goddamn. Well, I don't have those type of problems. Hookers just don't randomly walk into my house and want to party in the bathroom.
Oh, it's at my shop.
My brother has that problem, though.
My brother has that problem. Oh.
He's right here.
Well, hey, let's wrap this shit up, everybody, man. I enjoy all you guys joining us. Like
I
always,
recommend
man,
wrapping it up until you put it in her mouth.
Every Friday
ooh,
night.
That's what he said.
I want to give a big shout out to everybody who joined us. Thank you, everybody, all the callers, everyone. You know how we end this show, Eagle.
Awesome.